Beautiful morning here in Adelaide. A little bit cloudy, but the sun poking through. LIV Golf Day 1 starts here today. And 3 days, over the next 3 days, big crowds to go through the Grange Golf Course here. 25,000 plus each day. And joining us is Rowan Damon, Course Superintendent here at the Grange Golf Club. Rowan, a very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Describe the, I guess, the manpower you've required to get this course up to speed for this tournament.
Yeah, we've well, it's been a lot of hours in the last sort of 3 or 4 months getting the place ready, but we've got 33 of our own staff and 31 volunteers here for the week just to work on course. So yeah, that's a big effort.
I was going to say, Rowan, like, what time would you have to start on a morning like this? It's the first day of the tournament. You're getting the course ready for hours and hours beforehand. It's absolutely pristine. What time do you get out of bed for the first day of this tournament?
2:30, my alarm goes off each morning, and then I'm sort of here at 3:30 and ready to go. A few of the staff roll in a little bit later than that. Our start time is at 4:30, but there's a coffee van here at 3:30, so we sort of are like moths to a flame with the coffee van.
You had the chance to have LIV here last year. What have you learnt from that tournament that you've put into place this year?
Yeah, lots. Obviously, a lot of the infrastructure bump in and bump out was a lot of lessons to be taken from that. There was a little bit of sodding that needed doing afterwards, so we're trying to get things in a little bit better this year, which has been significantly better. Nutritionally, we learned a lot. The management of the moisture in the greens and around the course was something we've had to look at closely because it's been a really dry season leading into the tournament. So yeah, there's been a lot.
Ron, what about nerves, mate? Any nerves leading up to such a, like, well, we saw last year, it was just everyone around the world absolutely loved it. And the track looked amazing. So I'm sure the course, you know, the preparation that goes in, a lot of hard work, but any nerves leading up to such a major event?
Yeah, I think I've certainly had more nerves this year than I did last, just purely because of the time frame we've had. I think the success of last year's event and making sure that I hit those targets again has made me a bit more nervous. There's a few sort of sleepless nights in the last couple of months, and it's funny, you get to a point where there's about 2 weeks out from the event, you know what the place is going to look like, and for better or worse, it's either going to go really bad or it's going to go really good. And from that point, you usually sleep like a log, and that's exactly what's happened. So I've been all right the last couple of weeks with nerves.
You spoke about moss to a flame, Rowan, and I was here last year, and everyone in this course seems to gravitate towards the watering hole, the party hole, the 12th hole, right? And we saw those fantastic scenes last year when Chase Koepka had a hole in one and the crowd going absolutely ballistic. I want to know from your point of view as a course superintendent here, what are you thinking when big cups are just being showered all over your beautiful course? They've got to go and clean up the greens when all this stuff's being thrown on the greens. How are you feeling when you see scenes like that?
Oh, the cups are fine. It's the cans that were a problem. I was actually in the cellar door, which is the facility at the back of the green, at the time that the hole-in-one went off. And I had to wander down onto the green and pat a few little dents out of the green. But, I think it's great. The golf needs that, I think. And, it's just exciting that I'm a part of it, and South Australia and Grange are a part of it.
Were you surprised with how popular it was last year and how it's even bigger this year?
No, I don't think so. No. I think when the Women's Australian Opens were coming to Adelaide at the three clubs, people were supporting that, and we had good fields for that, and high spectator numbers. So I think we knew that it was going to be as big as it was. I maybe have a feeling that LIV might not have realised how big it was going to be, but South Australians turn up for these sorts of things, and it was great to see.
Not only South Australians, but where we were yesterday, and we got out and about and had a look and spoke to a lot of people, there's people from all over Australia, and that was the thing that surprised me. There's people from Brisbane and Tasmania and Perth and young people as well. Young people and bringing their kids.
That's right. You're right. There's people, everyone I talk to from all over the country, you know, that in this industry were coming and or are coming this year, and it's so good to be a part of it.
How long will it take the course to recover? When will the members get back out here playing?
Oh, the members will be back out on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got a...
I bet some of them are grumpy.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But look, the course is still extremely playable. All of the out-of-play holes at the minute are still being maintained. Come Tuesday, there'll be a 16-hole course on the east and the west come back into play. They'll have sort of 9 greens or thereabouts on each course that are running extremely quickly that Dustin Johnson's just putted on, and so that sort of lifts them up a little bit.
Rowan, we see in cricket a lot of the time that cricket captains, particularly before a test match, will speak to curators about the pitch, how they think it will play. I'm intrigued to know, do you speak to a lot of the leading guys here, like a Cameron Smith or a John Rahm or a Brooks Koepka, about the course? Do they try and get info from you and you talk to them about how you've prepared this layout?
Yeah, I think that's what's good about LIV. They're quite relaxed. There's no spectators here on the practice days, so I am actually able to get out there and talk to them about the course and how the greens are running, how receptive they are, the bunkers, the style of bunkers that we've got, and how we rate them is changing for the next couple of days because of the conversations that I've been having with the players. So, a lot of information gets relayed from LIV and their tournament directors as well.
Well, Rowan, really appreciate your time and hope you can enjoy the next 3 days in particular, and your beautiful course remains in great nick.
Oh, I'll find the time to enjoy it for sure.
Great stuff. Thanks for your time, mate.
Cheers.